This is the reading for January 23rd. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in green pastures. He leads me to calm water. He gives me new strength. He leads me on paths that are right for the good of His name. Even if I walk through a very dark valley, I will not be afraid, because You are with me. Your rod and Your walking stick comfort me. You prepare a meal for me in front of my enemies. You pour oil on my head. You fill my cup to overflowing. Surely Your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Genesis chapter 45. Joseph could not control himself in front of his servants any longer, so he cried out, "Have everyone leave me." When only the brothers were left with Joseph, he told them who he was. Joseph cried so loudly that the Egyptians heard him, and the people in the king's palace heard about it. He said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But the brothers could not answer him, because they were very afraid of him. So Joseph said to them, "Come close to me." When the brothers came close to him, he said to them, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold as a slave to go to Egypt. Now don't be worried or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. God sent me here ahead of you to save people's lives. No food has grown on the land for 2 years now, and there will be 5 more years without planting or harvest. So God sent me here ahead of you to make sure you have some descendants left on earth and to keep you alive in an amazing way. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. God has made me the highest officer of the king of Egypt. I am in charge of his palace, and I am the master of all the land of Egypt. So leave quickly and go to my father. Tell him, 'Your son Joseph says, God has made me master over all Egypt. Come down to me quickly. Live in the land of Goshen, where you will be near me. Your children, your grandchildren, your flocks and herds, and all that you have will also be near me. I will care for you during the next 5 years of hunger so that you and your family and all that you have will not starve. Now you can see for yourselves, and so can my brother Benjamin, that the one speaking to you is really Joseph. So tell my father about how powerful I have become in Egypt. Tell him about everything you have seen. Now hurry and bring him back to me." Then Joseph hugged his brother Benjamin and cried, and Benjamin cried also. And Joseph kissed all his brothers and cried as he hugged them. After this, his brothers talked with him. When the king of Egypt and his officers learned that Joseph's brothers had come, they were very happy. So the king said to Joseph, "Tell your brothers to load their animals and go back to the land of Canaan and bring their father and their families back here to me. I will give them the best land in Egypt, and they will eat the best food we have here. Tell them to take some wagons from Egypt for their children and their wives, and to bring their father back also. Tell them not to worry about bringing any of their things with them, because we will give them the best of what we have in Egypt." So the sons of Israel did this. Joseph gave them wagons, as the king had ordered, and food for their trip. He gave each brother a change of clothes. But he gave Benjamin 5 changes of clothes and about 7.5 pounds of silver. Joseph also sent his father 10 donkeys loaded with the best things from Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain, bread, and other food for his father on his trip back. Then Joseph told his brothers to go. As they were leaving, he said to them, "Don't quarrel on the way home." So the brothers left Egypt and went to their father Jacob in the land of Canaan. They told him, "Joseph is still alive and is the ruler over all the land of Egypt." Their father was shocked and did not believe them, but when the brothers told him everything Joseph had said, and when Jacob saw the wagons Joseph had sent to carry him back to Egypt, he felt better. Israel said, "Now I believe you. My son Joseph is still alive, and I will go and see him before I die." Genesis chapter 46. So Israel took all he had and started his trip. He went to Beersheba, where he offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. During the night, God spoke to Israel in a vision and said, "Jacob, Jacob." And Jacob answered, "Here I am." Then God said, "I am God, the God of your father. Don't be afraid to go to Egypt, because I will make your descendants a great nation there. I will go to Egypt with you, and I will bring you out of Egypt again. Joseph's own hands will close your eyes when you die." Then Jacob left Beersheba. The sons of Israel loaded their father, their children, and their wives in the wagons the king of Egypt had sent. They also took their farm animals and everything they had gotten in Canaan. So Jacob went to Egypt with all his descendants, his sons and grandsons, his daughters and granddaughters. He took all his family to Egypt with him. Now these are the names of the children of Israel who went into Egypt: Jacob and his descendants. Reuben was Jacob's first son. Reuben's sons were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. Simeon's sons were Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul, Simeon's son by a Canaanite woman. Levi's sons were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Judah's sons were Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah. But and Onan had died in the land of Canaan. Perez's sons were Hezron and Hamal. Issachar's sons were Tola, Puah, Jashub, and Shimron. Zebulun's sons were Sered, Elon, and Jalil. These are the sons of Leah and Jacob born in northwest Mesopotamia, in addition to his daughter Dinah. There were 23 persons in this part of Jacob's family. Gad's sons were Zephon, Haggai, Shunai, Esbon, Eri, Aradi, and Areli. Asher's sons were Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, and Beriah, and their sister was Sarah. Beriah's sons were Heber and Malchiel. These are Jacob's sons by Zilpah, the slave girl whom Laban gave to his daughter Leah. There were 16 persons in this part of Jacob's family. The sons of Jacob's wife, Rachel, were Joseph and Benjamin. In Egypt, Joseph became the father of Manasseh and Ephraim by his wife Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On. Benjamin's sons were Bela, Beker, Ashbel, Gera, Naaman, Ehi, Rosh, Mupim, Hupim, and Ard. These are the sons of Jacob by his wife Rachel. There were 14 persons in this part of Jacob's family. Dan's son was Hushim. Naphtali's sons were Jaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shillem. These are Jacob's sons by Bilhah, the slave girl whom Laban gave to his daughter Rachel. There were 7 persons in this part of Jacob's family. So the total number of Jacob's direct descendants who went to Egypt was 66, not counting the wives of Jacob's sons. Joseph had 2 sons born in Egypt, so the total number in the family of Jacob in Egypt was 70. Jacob sent Judah ahead of him to see Joseph in Goshen. When Jacob and his people came into the land of Goshen, Joseph prepared his chariot and went to meet his father Israel in Goshen. As soon as Joseph saw his father, he hugged him and cried there for a long time. Then Israel said to Joseph, "Now I am ready to die, because I have seen your face and I know you are still alive." Joseph said to his brothers and his father's family, "I will go and tell the king you are here. I will say my brothers and my father's family have left the land of Canaan and have come here to me. They are shepherds and take care of farm animals, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and everything they own with them. When the king calls you, he will ask, 'What work do you do?' This is what you should tell him: 'We, your servants, have taken care of farm animals all our lives. Our ancestor did the same thing.' Then the king will allow you to settle in the land of Goshen, away from the Egyptians, because they don't like to be near shepherds."
Chapter 15.
Then some Pharisees and scribes came from Jerusalem to Jesus. They asked, "Why do your disciples break the traditions of our ancestors? They do not wash their hands before they eat." He answered them, "Why do you break the commandment of God because of your traditions? For example, God said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever curses father or mother must be put to death. But you say that whoever tells his father or mother, 'I have given to God whatever support you might have received from me,' does not have to honor his father. Because of your traditions, you have destroyed the authority of God's word. You hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you: 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is pointless because their teachings are rules made by humans. Then he called the crowd and said to them, listen and try to understand. What goes into a person's mouth doesn't make him unclean. It's what comes out of the mouth that makes a person unclean. Then the disciples came and said to him, do you realize that when the Pharisees heard your statement, they were offended? He answered, any plant that my heavenly Father did not plant will be uprooted. Leave them alone. They are blind leaders. When one blind person leads another, both will fall into the same pit. Peter said to him, explain this illustration to us. Jesus said, don't you understand yet? Don't you know that whatever goes into the mouth goes into the stomach and then into a toilet? But whatever goes out of the mouth comes from within, and that's what makes a person unclean. Evil thoughts, murder, adultery, other sexual sins, stealing, lying, and cursing come from within. These are the things that make a person unclean. But eating without washing one's hands doesn't make a person unclean. Jesus left that place and went to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that territory came to him and began to shout, have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon. But he did not answer her at all. Then his disciples came to him and urged him, send her away, she keeps shouting behind us. Jesus responded, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the nation of Israel. She came to him, bowed down, and said, Lord, help me. Jesus replied, it's not right to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. She said, you're right, Lord, but even the dogs eat scraps that fall from their master's tables. Then Jesus answered her, woman, you have strong faith. What you wanted will be done for you. At that moment, her daughter was cured. Jesus moved on from there and went along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up a mountain and sat there. A large crowd came to him, bringing with them the lame, blind, disabled, those unable to talk, and many others. They laid them at his feet, and he cured them. The crowd was amazed to see mute people talking, the disabled cured, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. So they praised the God of Israel. Jesus called his disciples and said, I feel sorry for the people. They have been with me 3 days now and have nothing to eat. I don't want to send them away hungry or they may become exhausted on their way home. His disciples asked him, where could we get enough bread to feed such a crowd in this place where no one lives? Jesus asked them, how many loaves of bread do you have? They answered, 7 and a few small fish. He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. He took the 7 loaves and the fish and gave thanks to God. Then he broke the bread and gave it to the disciples. They gave the bread and fish to the people. All of them ate as much as they wanted. The disciples picked up the leftover pieces and filled 7 large baskets. 4,000 men had eaten. This number does not include the women and children who had eaten. After he sent the people on their way, Jesus stepped into the boat and came to the territory of Magadan.